Verse 1 of 1 Peter 1 says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Don't stumble on the word election, because if you stumble there, well, you're missing so much. There's nothing that God has provided for us in Christ that he didn't provide for us in Christ beforehand. Jesus was not slain on the cross, did not die on the cross as a matter of sudden whim. He's the Lamb prepared from the foundation of the world. And he is the elect Saviour. And those that trust him come to realize that having chosen him, that's really the outcome of his choice of them in the first place. He mentions in verse 2 the precious blood of Christ again. Talks about the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You'll remember that in the Old Testament, when the sacrifices are being offered up, very often after the blood had been shed, it would be taken and it would be sprinkled on the altar round about sometimes, or over the altar. And that was particularly true in the Day of Atonement upon the mercy seat. And we all know the great truth of how the Lord came down in the cloud of glory, which was known as the Shekinah glory, and sat on the mercy seat, the blood sprinkled mercy seat. So when we think about the blood of Christ being sprinkled, we're thinking about its application. And when the blood of Christ is applied, look at the end result. Grace and peace is multiplied. It'd be nice if it would be added, that would be something. But God does more than add it. He multiplies it. And he keeps on multiplying it forever and ever. Verse 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible. There's one of the other incorruptible things. Peter talks about incorruptible blood in this chapter. The Romans refers to God as the uncorruptible God, and then it tells us here that our inheritance is incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season of need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Terrible thing to be in manifold temptations, but look, it'd be far worse if you didn't have grace and peace multiplied to you. And for all the multiplication of our sorrows and our woes and our trials and troubles, there's more than enough grace and peace multiplied to us to meet that. And he says in verse 7 that the trial of your faith, here's another precious thing, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. If you believe in Jesus, there's no cause for any doubt, no cause for any anxiety or worry in that regard. You're not waiting to be saved. You're not hoping that sometime out in the future, because you believe now, that God will sometime later on in your experience or life be merciful to you. No, it says you've already received the salvation of your souls. And any act of grace God cannot and God will not reverse. It's there to stay. You've received it, and what you've received is yours forever. I remember years ago when we were trying to speak to our girls at home and witnessing to them, as Christian parents will do, and trying to explain the way of salvation quietly. I remember my eldest girl saying to her one day, Have you trusted in Jesus to take your sins away? She said, Yes, he's taken my sins away, and he's not going to give them back. And that's a good thing. He gives us his salvation and we have it forever. He takes our sins and they're gone and they've disappeared once and for all.